Hello, hello, hello. So now this is working?
Yep, you guys are live.
Cool, what's up? I'm Patrick Odell, and I'm covering for Clint Woodside. He's going to have this show in the future. And where did he say he was?
He's in Australia.
Oh, he's at like Bondi Beach and stuff.
Something like that.
And then later, after this hour, Foss is going to have a regularly reoccurring hour, and Noage as well. And so for my hour, I brought in Mira, and I don't know how to say your last name.
Bilotti.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I pronounced it different.
Well, it's sort of spelled like Bilotti.
Bilotti.
It's both. Bilotti. Bilotti.
Bilotti is French.
French and Italian.
And we just played a song from... Would you say that was your first band?
It was not my very first band, but it was kind of my main... first band. I had a band when I was 17 called The Blue Rider.
Where'd you get that name?
From Kandinsky, a painting called The Blue Rider.
So that song was called Anonymous Face, and it was Quixotic. And tell me about that band.
That was a band I had with my sister. We both wrote songs and stuff, but I was mainly the drummer, and she played guitar, and we also switched off instruments. Sometimes she played drums, and it was also with my friend Brendan, who played bass, and then later on Mick Barr played bass.
But is that both you guys singing?
On that song was, she sings backups and plays drums on that song, and I'm singing main vocals, yeah.
And I remember I got it when I lived in New York. I forget who gave it to me. Actually, I remember. But I got the CD, and I really liked it. And then I went on Pitchfork and read a review of it, and it didn't get... Did you see that review?
I don't know. I don't know if I ever saw that. Was it bad?
Yeah.
It was? Really? Weird. No,
I know that's an awkward
that.
Thing to bring up, but then I went back and re-looked for it, and it was gone.
Oh.
I feel like they
covered their tracks.
They covered their tracks for giving a good album...
That's really weird.
It was kind of weird.
I think, but it was so long ago, that must have been when Pitchfork like just started or something.
I think at that point it was so like weird and not like Pitchfork is now that I felt like that maybe they got rid of it. It was almost like written as like a joke or something.
Yeah, maybe. I think their deal was like pretty like sarcastic, like harsh criticism maybe. I don't know.
You lived in D.C.?
Yeah, I'm from D.C., Maryland. Like right outside DC. That's where I grew up, and my sister was in a band called Slant Six before that. So I grew up around Discord and Fugazi and all that, Fort Reno shows and stuff like that. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've definitely listened to them before. Do you want to play some songs?
And
sure. Then we'll talk again after a song or two.
Yeah, totally.
What do you want to play?
So I'm going to play... Actually, I'm going to play my sister's band called Casual Dots.
This is her current band?
This is with Kathy Wilcox from Bikini Kill. They haven't put out a record in a while, but this is what she's done after Quixotic.
I guess it's just a matter of perception. Diving he dares. Ooh, he dares. Yes, he dares. And if somebody loved me like he do, ooh, he do. Yes, he dares.
Tell me about the songs you just picked for us.
Oh, okay. First one is by The Casual Dots, called Clockwork, and then, or sorry, Clocks. And then the next one is called He Did It by The Ronettes. And then the last one was Don't Let Me Down by Charlotte Dada.
And those were all girl singers.
That's true.
Do you listen to mostly girl singers?
No, but I definitely have a lot of... I enjoy female singers, and I definitely get inspired by them since I am a female singer as well.
What kind of music were you inspired by when you first started playing music?
Well, I'd say when I first started playing music... The Slits were a really huge influence, and the Raincoats were big influence because I started a girl band with my friends when we were like 17, and we didn't really know how to play our instruments. So, you know, and we were all into art and stuff. So we wanted to sound like the Raincoats, you know, and yeah, we we did it, I think, kind of.
And then it seemed like Quixotic was a little more, I'd say, sort of bluesy, or maybe the songs were like, you know, with like sitting mm-hmm. in the park and stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of the songs seemed like more structured, like a, you know, like a girl group song.
Whereas
maybe White Magic was a little more, your current band, White Magic, was a little more, I'd say, avant-garde than that, mm-hmm. do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we were like, we were kind of garage style, and we had a bit of experimental too, but yeah, it was more structured, and we did a lot of covers of things like, you know, Smokey Robinson, and we did Sitting in the Park. White Magic was sort of like my, you know, Quixotic was like me and my sister, and then White Magic was sort of my aesthetic, which was a little bit more psychedelic and experimental, I guess.
It seemed like in White Magic too, at least in the, it seemed like it was more used your voice as an instrument, mm-hmm. would you say? Less like lyric based, and mm-hmm. would you say that's true?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, I enjoy writing lyrics too, but yeah, I have some songs that don't even have lyrics that are, yeah, just vocally oriented.
I mean, later we'll play some of your new songs, which I think have changed again since those.
Yeah, that's, yeah, another thing about White Magic, changes all the time, kind of, from, you know, can be anywhere from like heavy rock psychedelic to like, you know, super light folk or somewhere in between.
All right, so do you want to play a couple more jams?
Yeah. Let's see. Wait. Hey.
Oh, shoot.
Is it? Hold on, I'll just play this one. This is Spiritual Singers.
Come on.
it's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? And how can it really be the way it seems? What can I do? She's saying we're through.
First one was Spiritual Singers, and the song was called Kimia. And the second one was Gandalf, Hang On to a Dream.
So what bands have you usually played with? I know you just did a tour with Cass McCombs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in December. Yeah, what bands have I played with in the past? I've played with Animal Collective many years ago. I've played with Bonnie Prince Billy, Sonic Youth. We opened for Quixotic too. And who else? I know we've played with Cat Power before. And I'm sure I'm missing a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. But do you find that, you know, people want to, like... Or that you get lumped in with a certain group of bands, or not really?
Not really anymore. When White Magic first started, we were kind of lumped into, I guess we were lumped into like freak folk or something like that, which I never felt, I don't even know what that is. You know, it was like something invented by the press, mm-hmm. which usually is. And then, we did a compilation called Golden Apples of the Sun, which had Devendra and Joanna Newsom on it, and it came with a Arthur magazine. So I think people kind of took that as like, oh, this is a group of people on that compilation. But yeah, otherwise.
But then your record was put out by Drag City.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And then Drag City seems to sort of a different. I mean, there's like Smog and Silver Jews and mm-hmm. Will Oldham, like. Which is not freak folk. It's like something different.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what they're calling it.
I don't know either. I mean, but it's been around for a while. Yeah, and like, you know, I don't know. I don't think White Magic really fits with any group of bands, but
do you think that's hard sometimes? Because sometimes when they're lumped in with other bands, it like helps them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're not, people don't know what to do with you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, but I personally don't like being lumped in with anything. Like, mm-hmm. So it's all right with me. But, you know, as long as I'm lumped in with good bands, I don't mind, you know?
Yeah, all the bands you named that you played with are all amazing
to
me.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, they don't sound necessarily like White Magic, but if you're, like, in a group, you know, you're friends with people, I don't mind being lumped in with that group.
And, yeah, it seems like, so you used to have a band when you played, when I'd see you in New York, you had, you know, guitars and
mm-hmm.
piano, bass, the whole thing, drums.
Drum set. Mm-hmm.
And then recently when I saw you in Big Sur, you went up there with absolutely no instrument or just the drum and or the, what
the
is
hand
it?
Drum and the Shruti box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that make you nervous to go in front of people just totally alone?
It does, but I mean, compared to playing with a full band, I mean, not only do you have the sound and the volume backing you up, but you also have people with you on stage that kind of support. So yeah, it's definitely, when I first started playing solo, it was definitely nerve-wracking, but now I'm so used to it, you know. But it's like a challenge for me. Like, I enjoy challenging myself. Even though it's like a little bit scary, it's like, it's, you know, better than hiding behind, you know, some music or some electronics or something.
Yeah, it almost looks like walking the plank.
Yeah, totally. It is like putting yourself out there for sure.
And do you think it takes a certain atmosphere? Because when I saw you at Henry mm-hmm. Miller Library, which is outdoor and it's beautiful, it couldn't be a better place. Or at the cemetery where I saw you play.
Oh yeah, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
But then recently you played at the Echoplex, and you know, if people are like drinking and it's like a bar setting,
yeah,
it seems
weird.
That could be like kind of a challenge.
It is, yeah. No, it's a different kind of challenge. It's definitely needs the right place. But even that for me is a challenge. Like, oh, can I somehow win over this audience that's like obviously like just drinking and talking and not paying attention? Or, you know, can I at least, you know, challenge that situation, you know? So it's okay, but yeah, I would prefer the Henry Miller Library outdoors with beautiful trees.
Well, I think we should play a couple more jams.
Okay.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with, oops.
Did we talk about the last things? Oh, you mentioned what they were.
Edgar. Edgar's here, by the way.
My dog.
Let's play this one. This is Sir Victor UFO.
This is a song about the mother witch. Ah. Shugo. Let's say we offend the mother witch and she boasts woefully. Let it be dark tonight and we shall meet. Shugo. Fear, we have to consult a witch doctor. Dear witch doctor, what shall we do to save us tonight from the hand of a mother witch? Sugu. Father of all evils, Yeshua.
Hey, what's up? We're back. The following band just showed up, Batwings Catwings, but there's no Foss. So, yeah, what were those songs we just listened to?
Okay, so the first one we listened to was Sir Victor Uolfo, Mother Witch, Shugu Shugu, and second song was Life Tones, For a Reason, and the third song was International Harvester, Ho Chi Minh.
What do you like about those songs?
What do I like about those songs? They're all really good songs. They're all really great artists. All really different. But, yeah.
So tell me where you're at now with White Magic. It seems like first of all, you moved to L.A.
Yeah, I'm in L.A. now, which I love. And, the last release of White Magic was a 7-inch that I released myself. It's on my label. It's called The Mysteries. And the 7-inch is White Widow, Side A, and White Rabbit, Side B, the Jefferson Airplane song.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Are you going to have other bands on your label?
Well, I started it kind of just to put out my own, like, projects and, like, do, like, experiments and collaborations and stuff like that. So kind of my own material, but I'm actually considering releasing a live compilation that we just, as a community, recorded a live show that we played last week in Venice Beach. And I'm hoping that we're gonna release a live record that's basically a community project. Mm-hmm. On my label, The Mysteries, and it's probably going to be called The Morning of the Magicians, because it's kind of around, it orbits around a lady called Maja de Oust, who's, she's the official White Witch of L.A., and,
Oh, I've seen her. I saw her do a lecture.
Oh, cool.
One was about levitation, I think, and one was about, which I thought we would learn at the end of the lecture how to levitate, but unfortunately
right.
not. It was all in like Bronson
Canyon.
Probably
need more time.
Yeah, and
oh,
then
cool.
one was about like dark matter.
Oh,
and
cool.
Ectoplasm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was really interesting.
Yeah, I've just started going to her lectures since I moved here, but they're always really interesting subjects. She does a lecture at the Besant Lodge every second Sunday of the month.
I think that was where
so,
I went.
Yeah, it's coming up this Sunday.
This, like Bronson Canyon, maybe?
Oh, really? I never went to there.
Moved.
It was at the Philosophical Research Society for a while, and now it's at the Besant Lodge. But we're hoping to do like kind of the community that surrounds her. We're doing like a compilation album, and she's maybe excerpts from the lectures as well.
Cool. So thank you for being on Clint Woodside's show.
Thanks, Patrick, for having me.
And maybe we'll play we're having some technical problems with what the next group of people are going to play. So maybe we could even play both sides of your record.
Sure. That'd be awesome. Yeah. This is White Widow, Side A.
Will you tell me which?
Become none.
we're gonna flip the record. We're just partying in the studio right now. Edgar's getting wild. What's the song called?
This song is White Rabbit by
Nice.